grow their income and impact without working crazy hours. The podcast industry is booming and new podcasts are starting each and every day. So it is the best time to go all in as a podcast manager. Every week, we'll dive into a new topic that will help you navigate the ever-changing world of podcasting and get booked out as a podcast manager. So let's get into today's episode. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. In today's episode, we're diving into the topic of diversifying your income streams as a podcast manager. So let's get into it. So as a podcast manager, you already know that you can offer podcast launch and management services, but services aren't the only way you can be making income as a podcast manager. So in this episode, I'm not going to be diving into more personal streams of income because it's not really my forte. So all of this is going to be business related. So I know I'm missing out on some other streams of income like investing, owning rental properties, etc. But I just wanted to touch on the business side of things because that's what I know about. I don't know about all the personal income streams. That's not really my forte. So I'm just going to stick to what I know. So the first thing is VIP days or other one-off projects. So ongoing projects are great, like podcast management, but offering things like VIP days or other one-off projects can really give you a nice income boost. So if you did like a VIP day for pitching or a VIP day for like episode planning or something like that, or any other like related projects, maybe like getting people's marketing assets for their podcast done, things like that, that can give you a nice extra income boost, but it's not ongoing. So it's easy to add to your plate because you don't have to worry about supporting this person consistently. It's just like a one-time project. Another thing you can do is add new recurring services to your arsenal, like guest management or pitching. And adding on these new services like guest management and pitching can really help diversify your income streams and also just, you know, you can offer them to your current clients too, if you're not already doing it for your current clients. So that's another great way to get more money in the bank and have that nice recurring income, because we love recurring income around here. Sure, one-time, one-off stuff is like less time commitment, but recurring income is really obviously the best because you're constantly getting it in your bank account each and every month. Another great way to boost your income is by having products available for people. So these don't need to be anything like huge, but even just having like some templates or even mini courses or like, you know, just a regular signature course can be beneficial for people who want to take their podcast to the next level, but they don't have the funds to fully outsource to a podcast manager. So this just kind of meets people where they're at, and you can take a little bit of time to set up this product or these templates and sell them on your website. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but it just gives you a nice boost of income if you're feeling booked out, or if you're not feeling like you have the capacity to take on any more clients right now, or you're just not wanting to, then this is another great way to make some extra cash. Another way to make money is via affiliate marketing. And I am a huge fan of dabbling in affiliate marketing. So if you have products that you already enjoy, then why not share them with your audience and make a little bit of a kickback if someone ends up purchasing? The things that would make the most sense here would be like business tools you like to use. Whether they're related to podcasting or not is not a big deal, but they should be like tools that you use in your business. That would make the most sense. If you are like talking about personal things on your personal like Instagram or stuff like that, you can definitely share about like more personal products that you use in your day-to-day life. But I think it's easier to market the business type tools and products and things like that via affiliate marketing because people already see you as the go-to podcast expert. So we love affiliate marketing. It's a nice little income boost. And then if you end up like participating in like a summit or a bundle and people upgrade, usually there's like an affiliate opportunity for you to make money off of that, which is how I make most of my income from affiliate marketing. So highly, highly recommend. Great way to just get a nice little cash boost. And then lastly, we have speaking opportunities. So obviously not all speaking opportunities are paid. However, if you can find some paid speaking gigs, this is another great opportunity to earn more money in your business without having to commit to like a new recurring monthly client. And it's just a great way to network too. So paid speaking gigs are really great. I actually personally have never done one before. All of my speaking things that I've done in person have been free, but That's okay with me. I am not a huge person that loves speaking in person just because I am introverted. So that gives me like mad anxiety. I would much prefer to be in someone's summit and speaking there. And that's just more in my comfort zone. But if you are not afraid of that, getting paid speaking opportunities can be a great little income boost and also positions you as an expert. So yeah, I would love to know how many streams of income do you have? Are there any other business streams of income that I didn't mention here that you have? Let me know over on Instagram. I always love chatting with you guys. My handle over there is at jenny.sunnison. So that's JennySunnison. And I look forward to hearing from you as always. Until next time, friends.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. Come hang out with me over on Instagram at jenny.sunnison, JennySunnison, or in the Profitable Podcast Manager Society Facebook group. And let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I love hearing from you. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes over at jennysunnison.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode.